hard to find in the morning papers. He's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We're with you on this Monday. Yes, folks, we did make it through the network weekend, and we're all vertical today. Another happy day to fight the globalist out there. And we've got some good news here. I'm going to let the Reverend Ted Pike come up here in just a couple of minutes. And I guess things are starting to get some traction. Whereas before, you know, he would call his groups of people, make his contacts. People were calling in to the senators, you know, in the Congress critters' offices, and they were kind of backing off. Well, John Conyers, his federal hate crimes bill, H.R. 1913, you know, this is the milder and shorter version, but still with the same venom in it, H.R. 256. And they've got 42 co-sponsors on this. And folks, it seems as if when the socialists can't put their message out mainstream and have it fly with somebody that remembers what this country was, that we had the ability to have our First Amendment rights, free speech, you know, they try every which way they can. You know, it's not bad enough that they own and control, basically, and it's a favored message. Remember a couple of years ago? Is the media liberal? Well, I don't know. If you start talking like an exhumed Karl Marx, yeah, you might say that it's a little liberal. But why is it when these guys go out to start a venture and hone their message for public consumption, they fall flat on their face? So now we're going to do it through the legislature. We're going to get the little Marxist-Leninist in the Congress, and we're going to legislate it. And you know what control that we have over the creatures in Washington, D.C. The one thing that does scare the heck out of them, though, is when the people are finding out and they start calling their office. You know, they like live in this little political cocoon, and you know, and it's like most things nowadays. You know, what's the difference between right and wrong? Well, wrong is when you get caught. Forget about doing right from the start. No, wrong is now when you get caught. So when they get caught pushing their agenda and people push back on them, that's the only thing that moves these people anymore. And that is a shame. You know, right anymore is what's relative to a particular agenda or a particular situation. What's right for them, well, may not be right for you. And when I say right for you, I mean the law, the Constitution. This is not the world's greatest democracy, folks. This is a soon-to-be short-lived republic if we can't get people to at least push back against their little socialist agenda. You know, it might be all fine and dandy that Sean Hannity is up there going, oh, okay, the conspiracy theorists were right on that one. And yeah, gee, what else, Sean, have we been right about? You know, at any rate, we'll take the break here, come back on the other side and get an update. We're getting traction once again to push the hate crimes bill back in the ugly little box from whence it came. We'll get an update here from Ted Pike. Hang on.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
You know, I forget what year it was, but the United States Supreme Court, believe it or not, actually ruled that, this is a Christian nation. And we have seen the effects of the multiculturalism to go after the culture, to split and divide. This is not a new feature. You know, I just did a report last week where they're bringing in Egyptians and Somalis, and all you have to do is demonstrate that you're being persecuted or you're being starved or whatever the case may be, and magically, voila, the doors open up. Well, it opened up for 40 million Mexicans. Some of those people have gone home because, well, they were hardworking people. They just wanted a job, and then jobs are disappearing, so what are they going to do? I'd much rather be homeless, at least in a country that I recognize. A lot of them have gone home. Not enough of them, mind you. But we always have people that are trying to undermine this society and this culture. And it's really in ICU, folks. It literally is. And it needs the help of good people. And I mean good people. You know, what's your definition of good? You know, if you're not doing evil, then you're good? Not necessarily. You're neutral. You're not in the fight. You're not in the restoration. So that makes you, well, that makes you null and void. You're either part of the solution, or you can be cast off and considered to be part of the problem. I have with me today Reverend Ted Pike to give us an update on H.R. 256. They're not done, folks. And keep in mind, whatever we talk about here, it's already covered in law. Remember when you were a kid, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me? Oh, well, those with an agenda, they seem to feel that it hurts. Only the truth hurts. Otherwise, you just blow it off. Reverend, how are you doing this afternoon?
Well, pretty good. Thanks for having me today, John. As most of our listeners are aware, I was instrumental in alerting the country when H.R. 256 was introduced. That's the David Ray Hate Crimes Prevention Act. It was introduced about January 6th by Representative Jackson Lee, I believe, from your state.
Sheila Jackson, yeah.
Yeah. And from the very beginning, I recognized H.R. 256 as not the real federal hate crimes bill, which the Pelosi Democrats want. They wanted a longer, much more stiff, punitive, and destructive hate bill, which, by the way, 2 years ago was introduced in March by Representative Conyers. In fact, they had they pulled the same stunt 2 years ago. They introduced H.R. 254, the David Ray Hate Crimes Prevention Act, which was just a little shorty bill of giving the government basically rights to come in and intervene in case of violent hate crimes in the states. And then around the middle of March 2 years ago, Conyers came in with his big, heavyweight, longer hate crimes bill, H.R. 1592. And so I had a pretty good idea that this was a decoy bill. H.R. 256 was a decoy three months ago in order to test the waters, take any flack or any controversy from the right, the conservative or religious right. And basically it was meant there just as a way of kind of neutralizing the opposition from the religious right, because, you see, the religious right, they are very respectable, they do things in a very proper way, and they're not going to go out there with guns blazing if they don't know that that is the final hate bill. And organizations like Focus on the Family are familiar with this this bait-and-switch tactic. They know that H.R. 256 is probably not the real hate bill. So they were waiting around, and the evangelicals, the conservative right, have been waiting and waiting and waiting. In fact, for the last 3 months, they've been waiting, doing absolutely nothing to alert their and educate their constituents that we have federal hate crimes bills in Congress. And so you're very aware of the anguish I have felt as I have, actually, I've been on something like 64 radio talk shows since the hate bill was introduced in early January, trying to educate and get action, because it's very clear that we need to defeat this hate bill in judiciary. We need to create controversy, and we need to educate the staffers. And I've created actually three hate crimes, short hate crimes videos, 10-minute videos, which are posted at truthtellers.org in an attempt to actually get the staffers of these House Judiciary offices watching these videos and get truth going in there, both to liberals and to conservatives. And so just last Wednesday, I was doing a little sleuth work. I've previously gotten some pretty good information out of a legislative expert for Sheila Jackson Lee's office. So I called him again last Wednesday, and I was just asking, well, what's happening here? I hear Sheila Jackson Lee's H.R. 256 doesn't even have a co-sponsor yet. What's going on? And he said, well, haven't you heard Representative Conyers just introduced his version? This is the long heavyweight version, H.R. 19. The bill number wasn't given at that time, but it was the same big federal hate bill he introduced 2 years ago. And boy, my antenna went up when I heard that. So I called over to Judiciary, and sure enough, he was in the process that Wednesday of introducing it quietly, very quietly, as Congress was debarking for their spring recess. He was very quietly putting it in there, hoping not to get any attention. So I was told by the Judiciary spokesman that by Friday, the new big federal hate bill replacing H.R. 256 would be in the Judiciary. And so that evening, Wednesday evening, I sent out an emergency alert telling people to call immediately, call to the judiciary members and protest. And by the way, the momentum of our movement had died down so low by last Wednesday that our polls found that only an average of one call a day was coming in to the 39 members of the House Judiciary Committee. And so it was really low. But the next day after that e-alert was trumpeted around the Internet, House Republicans were reporting many calls were coming in. Now, this may have rattled Conyers because he didn't want a lot of publicity. He wanted his hate bill to be in there and not be splattered with mud by the right just as soon as he got it in. And actually, on Thursday, we called about 5:30 Eastern time, and by that time, he was undecided. He had almost changed his mind not even to put it in. Judiciary told us that he was undecided, might wait till the 20th of April when Congress gets back into session. But by the following morning, it was in there. The bill number, of course, is H.R. 1913, the Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention Act of 2009. Now, one of the reasons that I was so anxious to get that bill number and that name established, because the religious right would be free, quote-unquote free now, to enter the hate bill fight with the literally millions of constituents proclaiming that a bona fide, definable, labeled hate bill was in Congress. It was the main one, and people should fight. And very, very gratefully, just that very night then, World Not Daily did a major article exposing the fact that the big federal hate bill was, Conyers' bill was now in the judiciary. Also, some other new right organizations started making announcements, and we're starting to see some action, and I really do believe that this week we will see some important articles and calls to action, both on the Internet and probably on the radio, getting some response from the religious right.
Well, and Ted, look, I see this, my opinion on this is twofold. I can understand what you're saying that, well, okay, the clergy or the church is not going to waste time trying to track something that has not yet been identified. I see that as a reasonable excuse. It's more of the modern-day reasonableness. I can see why that's happening. I can also see that these religious organizations, and I hasten to even call them churches anymore, or religious organizations, because they're all 501c3. And the basis of the 501c3, under the guise of, well, not to enter in political fray, in other words, don't choose one over the other. You know, I mean, if you think about that, that's kind of mind-blowing unto itself. But the clergy or the pastors can't have a political opinion on a particular individual. I mean, a born-again Marxist, you know, you can't speak against them. So I could see where they might be afraid of the threat of their 501c3 being pulled. Maybe they're going to be audited more closely the next time. I mean, there's all kinds of hoops that they've got to jump through to maintain their 501c3 status. I mean, that is a given. I can also see another scenario taking shape here, that because of the economy, because that people are losing hope, that they're languishing right now. Well, what's the big deal? They're gonna get their way anyhow, no matter what I do. And Ted, I'm here to tell you that I have no patience for people like this.
No,
they have given up. They're rolling over, and what we need right now are people standing in that gap.
Yes.
If somebody falters and somebody falls out of line, there's got to be somebody else right behind them that heretofore maybe didn't get involved, but now they are there to fill a need.
You bet.
And I see a couple of dynamics going on here. I don't know which to say is worse, the people that are giving up or the people that haven't given up and they're still trying to push their agenda. I don't know which is worse, those that are bringing the evil or those that are still refusing to fight against it. We'll take this break. We'll be right back with Reverend Ted Pike. Right after this. This is important stuff, folks.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. 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 The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. Dramatically reduced. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. 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 The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. Time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Reverend Ted Pike, is this John Conyers' bill with the 42 co-sponsors on it?
Yes, it is.
Well, isn't that interesting? Now, I won't say that, it seems to me this is a conflict of interest because he happens to be the head of the House Judiciary. Here's his bill that he's introducing stealthily. And as you put in your report, by the way, this is what they did in Canada. Does this sound familiar to you folks, that they wait till Congress thins out or their governing body thins out to go on vacation or break or whatever the case may be? They did it in 1913 with the Federal Reserve Act, the IRS deal, and they did it with the hate crime legislation up in Canada. And there is something new added to this mix, and I want to discuss that with you. But let me take this call. This is obviously a long-distance call. Noel in Switzerland. Hello, Noel.
Hi, John. Hi, Reverend Pike. You hear me?
Yes.
Yep,
as a matter of fact, I can hear you better than most people I can hear in the States, which is kind of scary.
Listening to Reverend Pike over the years and yourself, John, you hear about these different acts, the HR acts, 1569, and whatever the current ones. And as Reverend Pike pointed out, that you have to spot these little parts of the bill. you know, that is something that they add the hate speech on to different bills, and you have to be careful. But as I'm calling from Europe, from Switzerland, out of the EU for the moment, but as an EU citizen, I was reading, we have something called the Council Framework Decision, which is the equivalent of HR. And we have one which is called Council Framework Decision 2008/913/JHA. And there's a whole lot of these. You can find them, like the HR Act, of the 28th of November 2008, on combating certain forms of expression of racism and xenophobia by means of criminal law. So we, my question kind of, gentlemen, is we need more people like, or we need somebody like the Reverend Pike over here in Europe that is actually watching our unrepresentative, these guys that go to Brussels and Strasbourg and vote these different laws. There's not many people that I know of, when a lot of people speak English, that are as vocal as the Reverend Pike on these issues that people should be concentrated, because people are interested in politics. And what I seem to have come across during my research is getting these bills passed, especially in the States. I'm a lot more aware of, as I said, of what's going on in the US than what's going on in Brussels. And I'm talking about the control, the bankers' control of America, Zionism, pushing in whatever they want, you know, whether it's gun control, open borders, you know, free medical care, you know, whatever it is. You know, if they don't get it in one bill, they just keep adding it on and adding it on. And it seems to me is what they've done, and that's part of the Zionist manipulation of America. For as far back as I go, which is 1966, and they'd already killed the president before I was born. So that's kind of how I'd summarize it, John and Reverend Pike, that this is going on all over the world, and it's good we have people that are speaking out about it, but the people just don't, are not waking up the same as about everything 9/11 or whatever it is. They're not waking up quick enough.
Well, and Noel, excuse me for saying this, but you said that you were a citizen of the European Union.
Yeah.
Are you a citizen of Switzerland?
I'm a resident of Switzerland, okay, a legal resident of Switzerland.
Okay, a legal resident of Switzerland. So you're not a resident of the European Union. That's another one of their contrivances, and they've cooked this up. All right. Reverend, you want to tackle this one?
Well, it's very true, Noel, that we have to nip these laws in the bud. I just wish that I had been around in Canada around 1970, and I could have protested and educated the Canadian people concerning the ADL's federal hate crimes bill, which they had been lobbying for, in fact, for 10 years, trying to get Parliament to adopt. That was, as John mentioned, what was ratified in the fall, just before Christmas break. Section 319 now is a tremendous thorn in the side of lovers of freedom and Christians and pro-lifers in Canada today. The Council of Europe is emerging as a kind of a basis for international enforcement of hate crimes laws coming out of the European Union, Council of Europe, and so on. And the Council of Europe does have their own authority to basically adopt satellite nations around the world who can subscribe to the so-called anti-hate, anti-discrimination provisions of the Council of Europe. I mean, if they have a law there, and somebody in, let's say, in Australia, a government in Australia, a government in Argentina wants to just kind of ship over a complete hate bill package from European Union, Council of Europe, then they'll have international enforcement. And that's why we have to hold back a big federal hate crimes Gestapo being established in America.
All right. Noel, hey, thank you for your call. We'll take the break. Reverend Ted Pike is my guest. We're talking about hate crime bill, and I like the number on it, 1913, from John Conyers, head of the judiciary. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Chelarex from scienceformulas.com. Chelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Chelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Chelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Chelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Chelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Chelarex, chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Let's continue with some calls here. And before I let you get away today, Reverend, have you heard of a Christian Action Network?
I'm not quite sure.
Okay. All right. This is a nonprofit organization. Tax-exempt 501c3, purporting to be a Christian Action Network, and they're basically pushing the agenda for the fusion centers without mentioning it, but you have to read what they're putting out here. And, of course, they have the politics of terrorism broadcast, the only worldwide Jewish-Israeli radio, militant Islam monitor, and they're now calling out 23 different locations inside this country in closed communities. Gee, I wonder who they're in reference to there, that are actually doing terroristic training exercises inside the United States. So the whacked out jihadist here that wants to attack America, we got to forget about being attacked from without. Now we got to worry about being attacked from within. And you're, of course, familiar with the Project Megiddo that has never, ever been wiped off the FBI files. And the MAIC that came out of, I think this was Missouri just recently. And, of course, it was just nothing but a cooked-up version. It went after right extremists. Didn't mention anything about the dangerous left, mind you. But you know, people were getting stopped because they had Ron Paul bumper stickers on.
Yeah.
Or they might have a what somebody might consider to be an extreme Christian belief that they were subject to be pulled over and, of course, inspected and detected to see if that they were really a terrorist. So at any rate, I want to get into that subject with you as well before we get off air today. But let me go to Jim in Missouri. Hello, Jim.
Hi, John. Hi, Reverend.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, I've got an amendment for Conyers' hate crime bill. Anyone who does anything, either through speech or their actions against the Constitution, is guilty of a hate crime called treason.
Well, you know, we have some feisty Republicans now in the House Judiciary Committee. In fact, at our website, truthtellers.org, we are linking to Representative Louis Gohmert's short video there. It's a couple of minutes taken from his speeches against the hate laws in 2007. And we have some Republicans there who are really wanting to fight for the people to destroy the hate bill in judiciary. They deeply appreciate the calls of many hundreds of right-wing fighters over the last 3 months. Maybe you could get in touch with Gohmert and he could add it on, because this this bill will be going into hearings probably fairly soon after the Congress returns on April 20th. And of course, when that happens, we'll all have to be in high alert, getting those calls going in there and standing behind probably 8 or 10 feisty Republicans who will be standing up for freedom, offering amendments as they did two years ago, trying to water down H.R. 1913.
Well, how do you spell this representative's last name?
It's Gohmert, and here's the spelling. I got it right here in my latest e-alert. Let me just... Louis Gohmert is spelled L-O-U-I-S-G-O-H-M-E-R-T, and he's a Republican from Texas.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, keep it up, Reverend. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call. All right, sir. Rita in Colorado. Hello, Rita.
Hello, John. Hello, Reverend Pike.
Hello, Rita.
Hi, I'm here in Trinidad, Colorado, which has actually for 100 years been the papist flock of America. People don't really understand, because the people here are just very excellent at sort of like making people want to leave right away. But last August, we closed down the Episcopal Church that had been here for 120 years or so, and they put a message in the paper to members of Trinidad Episcopal Church in Trinidad from Holy Trinity Episcopal Church in Raton. We sympathize with your sense of loss you experienced at the closing of your church. We cordially invite you to join us for services on Sunday at 11 a.m. We're just over the pass at 3rd and Rio Grande, and we'll welcome you to continue your worship in Raton. So... But the other thing that's more important is next Thursday at Los Animas County Courthouse, second floor in the commissioner's chambers, we'll be having a meeting to turn over Fort Wooten, which is right now run by the Bush hypocrites, and we're turning it over to Oregon Super State. I made my range here Oregon, Washington, Utah, Colorado. So a whole lot of this stuff that's been coming up on the Front Range, like a National Jewish Medical Center, will probably be changing their names, because we're going to get new we'll change. When we change the range, what actually changes is what is esoteric and
Rita,
exoteric.
And Rita, what I'm trying to follow what you're saying here, but what does this particularly have to do with what Reverend Pike here is talking about, specifically about this hate crime bill, 1913?
Because of the subject matter that was not being able to be talked about was due to the fact that our Papist flock was run by the Condor. Remember the movie 3 Days of the Condor?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This was his flock. Now, when the Condor goes, then they have to bring in the doves. You go way back up, and that's Oregon. So we bring in Oregon of all those states, and really we're really going to redo this whole area here. It's very sparsely populated. Just 60,000 people in the whole county is big enough to be a nation someplace. But that was what was going on. And I figured this out actually 50 years ago. I was actually prepared by Saturn priests to be sacrificed and was going to be in stew meat. But I walked around Seattle, Washington for a couple of hours.
Rita, we have extremely important material
yes.
here. Get out to the
this is
today.
Actually very, very...
Yeah, yeah,
Rita, it's
not
I
really
asked,
relevant to what we're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I'd ask you, earlier, what relevance does this have to the H.R. 1932, and you're taking me through Oregon and the papacy and all that other stuff. Look, I appreciate your call. All right. thank you, Reverend. I'm sitting here going... okay, and I'm hearing a lot of words that are not connecting to any concept or idea.
Yeah, well, you know, the Priest of Saturn is kind of outside of our realm of conspiracy theories.
Okay. Thank you, Ted. I appreciate that very much. at any rate, what I was going to bring up to you, there is something going on about Islamic programs and activity in America's public grade schools and universities. Now, remember that the ACLU came in off of a 1961 deal that they put together, the separation of church and state. And I'd like to be clear with people, because I know you're well-read on this subject. People, and the point is that people have been indoctrinated for a number of years. And it is now, when you use the term separation of church and state, oh, well, that's accepted. And what was being said that, well, religion doesn't have anything to do with politics whatsoever. And it was the ACLU that actually did this back in 1961 to get this ruling of separation of church and state. And it got to the point where you couldn't have even a Christmas display. And I have my own ideas about, you know, the Tannenbaum and the New Age and the pagan stuff that goes along with that. You know, that wasn't bad enough. But then we roll in on top of this that, you can't pray in schools, that the Bible or anything to do with Jesus Christ or God had to be banned from the schools. Well, there's a new approach to this now. And this is Islamic programs this indoctrination, it may be taking place in public schools. Now, these are taxpayer-funded. And remember, folks, I'm saying here separation of church and state. It never was. You know, who were the people that had morals and they took a higher road? I didn't see anybody, Reverend, that was preaching the Bible from a pulpit in politics. And the big fear was that, well, you can't talk about, where does conservatism come from? You know, it's like manna from heaven. Does it just fall? Do we osmotically rub up against something and it just kind of gets off it? There has been a clear choice in this country by our politicians about anything to do with God or Jesus in the schools. And I just wanted to bring this to your attention that, they're trying to mold this Judeo-Christian thing along with Muslim teachings in schools. Now,
what we're finding is that even though the federal hate crimes laws were established by the Anti-Defamation League, basically coming out of their historic Hofstra conference at in New York's prestigious Hofstra University in 1988, what's happened is that even though the ADL has established 45 hate laws in 45 U.S. states, they're solidly the architects behind the big federal hate bill we're fighting right now. What's happening is that Islamic organizations, Islamic councils in Canada, France, England, Australia, and so on, are getting on the so-called anti-hate bandwagon and claiming federally protected status. So so that they are behind indictments all over the world, especially against Christian pastors or anyone who wants to criticize Islam. And we do have a new 10-minute video at truthtellers.org, right there on the home page. It's called Hate Law Jihad, and it details how even liberals, not only Christians, not only people who are against Islam, but liberals now are being indicted in Holland, in England, in Canada, and so on by the Islamic organizations. And, of course, you're very familiar, I'm sure, with the attempt in the United Nations in the of the Islamic organizations, 56 of them there, bullying their way through the Human Rights Council, dominating the Human Rights Councils to make resolutions to ban defamation of Islam throughout the world.
You know, I mean, this doesn't stop. I mean, this new group that's coming up is making light of the fact that in these proposals that Muslim students are given prayer room, and of course no such accommodations are made for Christians or Jews.
Of course not.
You know, so and this is a diversionary tactic. I mean, I think we have more people of Islamic faith in this country than we do of say the Jewish faith.
Probably.
But, you know, it's being thrown into the mix, and how this is playing out is that we have to be fair to all. You know, we've got to be fair to the Talmudist or the Kabbalist, or we got to be fair to the Islamic people. We got to be fair to just about everybody. And I can see where this is eventually going, that they just make a determination because of all this consternation and confusion, and people are willing to kill each other because their religious ideology is different, that we'll just have to cast it all aside.
Yeah,
let's do
right.
away with the debate. Let's do away with it all.
Sure, and that's right.
And I've seen this tactic time and time and time and time again.
Yeah.
And Ted, I mean, look, as I said at the top of the show, sticks or stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. This is what they're trying to convince people of, that if you're standing up for a belief, a tradition, for an ideology, a spirituality, that you've got to be fair about this. You have to be fair, and you got to let the Kwanzaa people in. You got to let this in. You got to let that in. And there's got to be special dispensation. All that it is doing is watering down the Christian message.
And that's right.
And Ted, yeah. I've had atheists tell me before, well, you know, I'll be honest with you, the Ten Commandments is not a bad way in which a culture or society to live. Well, thank you very much. You know, I mean, it's not going to stop, Ted, until the people stand up and say, you know what? You've got your Islamic nation. You've got your Jewish nation. We here have a Christian nation, and we like it. We're not trying to be exclusionary. We're not trying to disallow what you're saying, but understand that you're not going to dilute what we have. We're happy with it. You're welcome here. But please don't try to push your agenda on this. Don't make the change here. If you want to go to an Islamic nation, go do it.
That's right. You know, speaking of standing up, John, maybe before we get too far along, we could give some action here.
Please.
Action plan of what people can do right now to hold back this terrible legislation. If I could just give, again, the toll-free numbers to members of Congress. The first thing we have to do, folks, right now, is you've got to call your member of the House and Senate and tell them, please don't vote for Representative Conyers' dangerous new hate crimes bill, H.R. 1913. We've got to start noising this around in Congress that there's a new Conyers hate crimes bill. It's very dangerous, very threatening to freedom. Everybody has to know about it before the members of Congress come back. And by the way, the offices of members of Congress are still open. They'll be open every work day for the next 2 weeks until April 20th and Congress comes back. And leave a message there. There'll be a secretary or at least a recorded message. Leave a message that please don't vote for Representative Conyers' dangerous new hate crimes bill, H.R. 1913. Now, there's two phone numbers. There's the toll-free number. I've said many times, it's 877-851-6437. Again, that toll-free number to Congress is
877-851-6437. And there's a backup toll number, which is 202-225-3121. Again, that's 202-225-3121. Now, the second thing folks need to do is they can't wait around another 2 weeks before Conyers gets back and starts pushing this hate bill through the House Judiciary. He could do that in only a couple of days if he and the hate bill Democrats on the floor wanted it pushed through. So we've got to take action right now. And what we have to do is we have to take the hate bill fight out to the state offices of these members of Congress who are now in their home states. And you need to call the state offices of your two U.S. senators and your House member. That's the House member from your district. And leave that same message with them on the state level. Please don't vote for Representative Conyers' dangerous new hate crimes bill, H.R. 1913.
All right. And hold on, Reverend. We've got to take the break. You can hear the bumper music. We'll take a short break here. Be right back.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Folks, if you think the Reverend Ted Pike is kidding you about the involvement of the ADL, I would ask you to reconsider. This man is not about conspiracy theory. When he comes on air, he is packed with fact. And I just want to read out of just one paragraph out of his story that on the truthtellers.org site. The new threat, and if you think I'm kidding about this, I am not. I take this very, very seriously. And the Reverend said, what if Jackson Lee's other bill, H.R. 262, which we talked about, which would set up Federal Hate Crimes Command Center and also re-education program in America's public schools, it may be abandoned for the, and here's the new deal, the Department of Peace Act, H.R. 808. Now, this was introduced on February 3rd with 62 co-sponsors. And like H.R. 262, H.R. 808 would set up an anti-bias federal command center and re-educate America's young people from kindergarten through college against the bias that allegedly causes hate crimes. Yet because it intends to be international in scope, it will have massively greater funding. It asks $10 billion annually compared to the $10 million requested by H.R. 262. Now, the passage of the Department of Peace bill would give the Anti-Defamation League its co-originator. Let me repeat that. The Anti-Defamation League, its co-originator, vastly greater power to alienate the next generation against the Christian homophobia that the ADL considers a root cause of hate crimes. Now, let me explain, Ted, to the listeners here. We have business concerns out of Israel, which are the biggest producers of pornography on the planet.
Yes.
Now, I cannot imagine anything more that is anti-woman, anti-Christian, than flat-out production of any kind of pornography that your little imagination can think of. And here we are, that we're going to have the ADL. Once everything is out there and it's filtered through society and we start to collapse it and we go down to our baseness of humanity, you know, let's strip everything away and let's just all become animals. Again, you know, when they say, Ted, that this bias, does not the Bible very clear on the role of homosexuality, on the issue of homosexuality, this is the bias that they're talking about. Now, Ted, you've been fighting this for a number of years. Yet the American Defamation League has 501c3 status, which they preclude, the 501c3 through the IRS precludes the pastors and the preachers and the churches from being political. But then you have the Anti-Defamation League, which is strictly political.
Absolutely.
And pushing their agenda.
Absolutely. Yeah, they are an adjunct of a basically religious organization, which is B'nai B'rith International, which has as its main objective to revive Judaic values, Judaic religious values in Judaism. They have these summer camps and seminars and many programs of a religious nature directed toward reviving and enlivening the spirit of Judaism in the 21st century. And yet ADL has united basically synagogue with state by being given federal empowerment to teach the federal government and all state law enforcement their twisted definitions of hate crime.
This is absolutely incredible. The people that are complaining mostly about, you know, bias and everything else, Ted, can you hang on with us until
the
next? Okay, please do, because, ladies and gentlemen, tell you what, once you start attacking the institutions of America and you start to attack those and you start to erode true family values, not some concoction of a Hillary Clinton or somebody else that mouths true family values, once you attack the home and the family, you're setting up America for complete failure. We'll be right back. Hour two.
With recent